WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan voters will not be deciding this November whether they want all city council members to be elected by the city at large. Partners for a Better Bryan spokesman Bobby Gutierrez says they will continue to collect petition signatures.
It looked like it was being thrown on the backs of council, which is something that we initiated, and we certainly didn't want it to be a council-driven item. We were just going for the same consideration that they've done in the previous, and it just kind of got a little blown out, the proportions, so we want to go ahead and make it a petition, a signature-driven petition.
Gutierrez says they're about halfway towards meeting the approximate 1,400 signatures required to put it on the ballot for next year's city election. The proposal will still require the council's 5 single-member representatives to live in their respective districts, but the election would include all Bryan voters. 2 Bryan residents are accused of making plans to kill a College Station police officer. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the allegations involve the mother and a male relative of a woman who was arrested last Friday following a 2-mile slow-speed pursuit.
While the individual the officer had arrested was in jail, she made phone calls, and during these phone calls to her mother, the mother made comments indicating that she wished for the officer to be located and killed.
The mother, 46-year-old Luisa Navarro, and 22-year-old Ronnie James Lott were arrested for retaliation. Flieger says Lott is accused of approaching the officer while he and his family were attending church. The officer was able to convince Lott he was not the man he was looking for. Flieger says Lott is also accused of asking other members of the congregation if the officer carried a gun when he was off duty. Authorities are still looking for those responsible in 2 armed robberies last month at the Reveille Ranch Apartments on Welborn Road. Bryan police issued a news release Wednesday stating investigators have confirmed Texas A&M football player Speedy Noel is not a person of interest in a July 23rd holdup and was never considered as a person of interest in a July 21st robbery.
Because that has, hurt his reputation, we want to make sure it's clear that he is not a person of interest in either one of those robberies.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the department does not typically comment on active investigations and people who have been interviewed, but McKeithen says it was done after speculation on the internet. Anyone who has information about the robberies is asked to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. College Station Police continue their investigation of a crash at this time yesterday that killed a local man. 25-year-old David Wisneski was a passenger in a pickup that rear-ended a semi-trailer. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening, and the driver of the semi was not hurt. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. By the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
University Pediatric Association is proud to announce that Dr. Patricia Goen has joined our team of pediatric specialists. Dr. Goen is a graduate of the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio and completed her pediatric training at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, where she was named Pediatric Resident of the Year. Please join us in welcoming Dr. Goen to the only pediatric practice ever to be voted Best of the Brazos Valley. For more information, click on UPADocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly to occasionally partly sunny skies as we go through today, with temperatures getting up into the mid-90s. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm popping up through this afternoon. Tonight's skies partly cloudy, low temperature by morning into the mid-70s. Sunshine with occasional clouds on Friday, mid-90s at least. very isolated storms if they occur at all. Mid-70s on Friday night, mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Again, a slight chance of a thunderstorm and well up in the 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggies putting on full pads for the first time yesterday. Johnny Football gets to run with the number ones in the Cleveland Browns training camp. A&M Soccer selected in the top 10, and the Brazos Valley Bombers crossed the 40-win threshold. All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
There you are. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie coming out this weekend.
Yep.
Animal experts are asking parents not to shell out for a pet turtle for their kids. Tortoise.com. Wonder how fast their website is. Tortoise.com, which is a turtle rescue website, has several reasons why turtles are not great pets. The number one being you got to wash your kids' hands every time they play with the turtles because of salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
Old Sal.
Yep.
And then, of course, there's the expense of getting that fish tank equipped with the food and the filters and the heater and all that kind of stuff. And don't forget you got to clean the tank, too, because, you know, turtles do what turtles do.
Hey, yo, Rocky had turtles. What's the problem, man?
Yeah, just
Cuff
saying.
And link.
Yeah. That's a trivia answer, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, they do use the bathroom, which is something that the Ninja Turtles probably don't do in the movies.
Well, so. They don't show you. But they don't show you in any movie.
That's true. Very seldom do they do that. But again, this is, you know, added to the long list of, gosh, wouldn't it be cool to have a Dalmatian after 101 Dalmatians? Wouldn't it be cool to have a bunny rabbit or a chicken or whatever? But add turtles to that.
Pet lizard after Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Yeah, if I could just have one of those.
Keep
just,
feeding them. Keep feeding
let's
them.
Let's get the irradiated kind.
See if we can do that. So, Marianne Faithful. I don't know if you know who she is.
I
okay.
do, because
Absolutely.
Of Metallica.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Okay. Old guys know her for who she was, but anyway, yeah. That's, anyway, she claims that she knows who killed Jim Morrison.
Ooh.
Killed Jim Morrison.
Really?
Put her on the stand.
Told Mojo Magazine that her former boyfriend was a drug dealer who went to see Jim that fateful night at the singer's apartment, and says that he gave Jim the heroin that was way too strong for him. So there you are.
Got to see his gravesite in Paris.
It's
filled with needles.
I was going to say that it's decorated, isn't it?
Yeah,
adorned, shall we say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear that Justin Bieber? I'm doing a Justin Bieber story. But
the fact that you messed it up makes it all the better, yeah, though, because it's Justin freaking Bieber.
That's it. Justin Bieber saved a Russian guy's life. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Igor
Brown.
Yeah, was being attacked by a brown bear, as a matter of fact. But as the bear was mauling him, somebody happened to call his phone, setting off his ringtone, which was Justin Bieber's baby.
Oh,
and it frightened frightened the bear away. I'm just saying.
All right, now I buy it.
Okay. Apparently, at least the story is, of course, why would a 42-year-old guy have a Justin Bieber song as his ringtone? He said his granddaughter had put it on his phone as a joke, so Justin saved his life. See, I don't know if this is true or not, or this is just being released by Justin Bieber's people so that it can sound like he's an okay person.
Yeah.
Because everything we seem to hear, he's not an okay person. So.
No, he's a jerk.
Yeah. Spoiled brat.
Okay. Sandra Bullock, making more money than any other women in Hollywood.
Yep.
$51 million. Not bad at all. Jennifer Lawrence, number two. Jennifer Aniston. What does Jennifer Aniston do to make money? Isn't she kind of like
she
one of those Kardashians?
Oh, does she? I'm sure she gets residuals from Friends.
They absolutely do. And she shills for a makeup company, too, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's right, yes.
All right. Well, anyway, last year's winner was Angelina Jolie at $33 million. So going up to 51, life's pretty good, okay? Life's not bad for the ladies there. So Miranda Lambert, you know who she is?
iCarly. I'm aware of her.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah. She's signed up to star in something called, a comedy called Something in the Water, which is supposed to be a Bridesmaids meets Steel Magnolias. Well, wait a minute. Steel Magnolias wasn't a happy movie, right? How could it be happy? But nonetheless, we'll see how that works out. Now, I know you had some sports today, but you missed this one.
Of course. I always miss something.
7:15, by the way. You thought that Weird Al was done. Yesterday, a petition was circulated at change.org, which is pushing for Weird Al to head the halftime show at Super Bowl 49.
So, you know, that wouldn't be terrible.
If he did a montage of about 10 of his
songs, be terrible.
I agree.
Videos to go along with it. Ed Ball is behind the drive. This is a guy who's got 43,400 signatures as of this morning. Ed says having him headline the show would not only be overly accepted by the millions of viewers. That's an odd choice of words. But it would remain true to the standards and quality of the show business that we have come to love and respect out of this pretentious, prestigious act.
That's probably a little closer to true, though.
Yeah. However, it would be interesting to see, you know, what he would do.
I think it'd be neat if maybe they even added on the people that he was parodying and had them up there singing the song with him.
Now, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Run through four or five songs that way?
Yeah, if they would do that, if they would come up and be, you know, good-natured about it.
Sure.
See how that that would possibly work out. So, anyway, you can go on. I think you can probably go online and click if you want to take care of that. By the way, I don't know how we're going to make a living in 25 years, or actually less than that in about 10 years, because apparently robots will be taking over most all our jobs. It's a new report that came out. You know, they can't do this. They can't do bad radio. I mean, golly.
Well, until they figure the voice processing out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think
we are safe for now.
Well, you say that, though, you know.
Weather alert.
Yeah, okay, that part, true. But, I mean, call an airline. You know, do that. And you go, I mean, it actually goes, let me look.
Well, press 1 for English.
I understand that. But you get beyond that, and it does. It's
even, I guess, about 12, 13 years ago now, I was calling my financial institution, and I got the automated processing, and it was using voice commands. I thought, oh, this is neat.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking my way through the tree. Choice tree, mm-hmm. And I finally just said, talk to a freaking representative.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It
worked. Yeah. She said, one moment, please.
Yeah.
I've got to talk to a representative.
Yeah, I've got a company, and they only have people. I mean, credit card companies.
That's a plus, too.
Which is kind of nice. And they're actually, they're from here. I mean, you know, they say this is such and such in Joplin, Missouri, rather than somebody who's not and says they are. Yeah. Anyway, the point is that apparently robots will be taking over our jobs by the year 2025. And if it happens, experts say this may or may not be a good thing. See, humans are wishy-washy. Robots would know. They'd know whether it was good or bad. The Pew Research Center and Elon University's Imaging and Internet Center in Elon, North Carolina, surveyed more than 1,800 industry experts and scholars and analysts and asked the question, do you think robots will take over more jobs than they create by the year 2025? And according to LiveScience.com, about the only thing that anyone could agree upon was that robot technologies like driverless cars and robot caregivers and digital agents will be somewhat normal parts of our daily life. Caregivers? A robot caregiver?
I've seen that in Asia, Korea, and Japan. They lift them out of the bed and carry them to a tub of water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, but you've still got to have human touch. I mean, you've got to have a human being.
Well, now, I agree with that.
Yeah, you've got to.
It's an interesting progression. It's going to be interesting to find out what we do as a society, because we used to be very self-sufficient, and then there was mechanization, which allowed us to free up more time on the farm or the homestead and go out and have another job apart from the family. And now we're getting towards automation where it's all being done for us. How do you earn a living? How do you...
Well, I'll be tubs of goo. No, you're right. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. How will you do that?
It's already manifesting itself in the sense that there's not enough manual labor to go around for the people who have no additional job skills.
Haven't you ever seen WALL-E?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out well.
I was going to say, how's that make you feel?
We're all tubs of goo riding around on those little rafts being told what to eat and drink.
Well, but that's the thing, though. You've got to end up having money, and humans being, of course, U.S. Americans being what they are, you know, they want to keep score.
Sure.
They want to make sure that they're higher up on the stack than other people are.
Well, so they have better robots.
Yeah, and make sure everybody knows that. Well, but you've got to have the money to be able to have all that technology and life that you have. So, oh, that's way too heavy. The techno optimists tend to think the more jobs will be created by the robots than those taken away.
Well, you'll have to service them. That's true.
Okay, fine.
You've got IT specialists. Yeah, you've got to program them.
Okay.
But these are all higher level jobs. I mean, other than dusting them off and making sure that they're... I mean, these are highly specific and technical. I don't know how you get by with just a entry-level robot job.
Yeah. What do you do? I'm a robot guy.
Or do the robots build robots?
Well, eventually. Sure.
Yes, they will.
Other forms of work will develop, they say, that require judgment. Well, that's pretty scary because we're not doing well with critical thinking. That's not what humans are not doing well with that now.
No, harkening back to another movie, that's called Idiocracy.
Yeah. The robo-critics, on the other hand, are more pessimistic, arguing that technology has already taken over many blue-collar jobs and now threatening the white-collar jobs as well. So, actually, Patrick, you do sound like a robo-critic. Right?
Well, I didn't get to read the context, but Elon Musk said we should be more concerned about robotic automation and artificial intelligence than nuclear weapons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was his take. I need to find that context.
Well,
it seems pretty straightforward.
When you drive the minimum wage up to what it's going to be eventually,
uh-huh.
if things keep going,
sure.
you're going to walk up and order your hamburger from a touch screen. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
It already
happens. Yeah, it does.
Well, but I mean, this is going to be completely, there's going to be two people back there. They're going to have hamburger robots and french fry robots. And
yeah, okay. All right, back it down. We'll play some Brad Paisley in a minute.
Fall into fun with Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your baby active. There are also articles on back-to-school safety, effects of chemical additives, and dealing with concussions in children. Plus, find a family-friendly calendar of events. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G. Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. See us at normangytractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW No Rush Update this morning. It's 7:24. What you wearing today? Because skeeters got color preferences. Did you know that?
No.
Skeeters like wear something blue is what you should do. Mosquitoes prefer their victims to be dressed in dark colors. Blue is their favorite, okay? But you wear something light, it's okay. See, if the clothing is wet, you become extra attractive. They also like people who don't take a shower as often. Of course, once again, if you've been outside in Texas in the summertime, it doesn't matter if you showered that morning. You know, I'm just saying. But if they're still biting you, run around and wave your arms. Anything moving is attractive to mosquitoes from a distance, by the way, if you want to get fed on. And also, if you're feeling rejected. Just have a beer. Beer drinkers apparently tend to rack up more mosquito bites than anybody else at outdoor gatherings.
It's because they don't move.
It's carbon dioxide in the beer.
I guess it's...
No, it's because they're just... Can you hand me another one?
They're not a moving target.
No, they're in the lawn chair. They ain't going anywhere.
I didn't do this story yesterday because I just thought the numbers were not real, but maybe they really are. Hold Security in Milwaukee says that it has uncovered about 1.2 billion internet logins and passwords and more than 500 million email addresses that were gathered by Russian cyber pirates. Did you read more of that story, Patrick? That sounds like something that might have grabbed you.
I was not able to dig into it.
Anyway.
It's 1.2 billion is a lot.
It is, and they're saying this is from 420,000 websites, and again, you know, those are just really monster numbers. The largest known collection of the stolen data, according to the New York Times, that they've ever found. And if you use the same passwords for different websites, then they could access any of your accounts. So if you are one of those people who does that, and most of us do use the same password in more than one website. But again, 1.2 billion is a lot of names.
Yes.
We'll see. California fast food chain has unveiled their version of KFC's Double Down Chicken. Remember that thing?
Oh,
that
didn't
have a bun?
Yeah.
They gave you this greasy piece of chicken and eat it? Oh,
well,
wow.
Two pieces with bacon and cheese in between.
That's right. Well, Fatburger, not the one here, this chain, they're all new protein burger. Buns made out of huge beef patties. Plus, customers can add other options like bacon, eggs, guacamole, and chili to the sandwich.
All right.
How are you going to do it? You're not going to eat this with your hands. You're going to tell me that you're going to take two pieces of cooked meat and you got guac and chili inside it? How's that going to work while you're driving down the road?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Sandwich costs $4.50, and of course, because we're U.S. America, you can mega-size it for only $7.50. A spokesman for the chain says the protein-style burger is perfect for those looking to minimize their carb intake while increasing protein to sustain energy throughout the day. Yeah. Doesn't say the calorie count. Obviously, it's dependent on what you got in there. But thinking if you go ahead and crank down that 2,200 calories at lunch, you will be a tub of goo holding a beer in the evening getting ready to be eaten by mosquitoes. Just saying. All right. Brazos Valley weather forecast at 728. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call at 690-2278. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you without the overtime charges. You give them a call, you get home, and your unit's not working. They'll get somebody out there the same day. Once again, the number to call is 690-2278. Really hot today, about 98 or so. Heat index will be 102, 103. We'll probably continue that pattern all the way through the weekend until Monday. And no mention of rain in the forecast. Lows each night around 77. We've got 78 degrees right now.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Seattle guy went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Now, can you imagine if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well.
Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Supporters of changing who could vote for Bryan council members are about halfway to collecting petition signatures. Partners for a Better Bryan spokesman Bobby Gutierrez says that means the proposed change to the city charter will be part of next year's city election. He says the idea of the city at large electing single-member district council members has received overwhelming support since opponents spoke at recent council meetings.
That's when we've been able to collect the most amount of signatures. Generally, you know, you don't get that many people to show up for something when they're for it. They show up when they're against it.
Gutierrez says anyone who thinks the council's consideration of automatically adding the proposal to this November's ballot came from the council is mistaken.
They were doing that because citizens, you know, myself and Partners for a Better Bryan, we decided, you know, we asked them to do that, and they were doing that for us, and turned out to be something completely different. When it turned that way, we decided let's just pull it and we'll continue gathering our signatures.
Approximately 1,400 signatures need to be certified to place a charter change request on the ballot. The vice president for finance and administration at Texas A&M is leaving.
BJ Crane's email didn't give a reason, only saying her decision will allow her to transition into another phase after 31 years with the A&M system. The news comes with less than a month before the fall semester is to begin at A&M. Crane's email said interim president Mark A. Hussey is expected to have news on her successor by the end of the month. James Stanley, TSN News.
Since the announcement, it's been revealed that Crane will become the special assistant to the vice chancellor and dean for the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. A&M also has interim vice presidents leaving student affairs and marketing and communications. Bryan Police has taken the unusual step of announcing someone who is not a person of interest in a crime. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that follows online speculation regarding two armed robberies last month at Reveille Ranch Apartments that has damaged the reputation of Texas A&M football player Speedy Noel.
Investigators reached out to Devontae Noel, who contacted us back, cooperated fully with the investigation, and was able to provide us information that he was out of town on the date of July 23rd, and investigators were able to confirm that information.
And Noyle was never considered a person of interest in a holdup 2 days earlier.
Based on the fact that the victim in that case was unable to give us an ID or any kind of identifying information on the suspect until like the next day, and it was still kind of vague.
Anyone who has information about the robberies is asked to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Two relatives of a woman arrested by a College Station policeman last Friday are now in jail, accused of planning to kill the officer. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 22-year-old Ronnie James Lott of Bryan is accused of going to the officer's church the day after the relative was arrested.
The officer was off duty with his family at a church service in Bryan when he was approached by a male. This male was attempting to locate the officer. The off-duty officer was able to convince him, verbally convince him, that he was not the person he was looking for, and was able to leave with his family that time. Officer was able to learn later on that this individual was inquiring from other church members as to whether the officer carried a gun or not when he was off duty.
Flieger says the mother of the woman who was arrested, 46-year-old Luisa Navarro, was arrested for telling her daughter over the phone she wished the officer would be found and killed. Last Friday, 29-year-old Stephanie Navarro was arrested following a 2-mile slow-speed pursuit from College Station to her home in Bryan, where she was wanted on 3 warrants dating back 5 years. College Station police continue their investigation of a crash at this time yesterday morning on Harvey Mitchell approaching George Bush that resulted in one death and another going to the hospital. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the man who died, 25-year-old David Wozneski of College Station, was the front seat passenger in a pickup that rear-ended a semi-trailer.
Tractor-trailer was southbound on Harvey Mitchell and had received a green signal at George Bush and was beginning to accelerate, continuing southbound. Pickup truck was also in the outside lane and approached from behind the 18-wheeler. The driver of that vehicle failed to slow and ended up striking the trailer.
The driver of the pickup sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The state capitol was closed part of the day Wednesday after powder was found in an envelope that was determined to not be dangerous. What the substance was not disclosed. The envelope was in the office of Senator Kel Seliger of Amarillo. DPS says it was mailed from a state prison. Troopers blocked access to part of the East Wing basement where lawmakers have offices. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Greg Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. You can find him online at zarealestate.com. At one point, when I was looking for a home, it was a for sale by owner. And I remember the lady put cookies when you walk in the door so you could smell the fresh baked cookies. And I'd seen and heard that before. But you can start impressing people long before they get even inside the house.
Yeah, no matter how good the interior of your home looks or smells, believe it or not, buyers have already kind of prejudged your house as soon as they pull up in the driveway or on the street. So it's very important that first impression is the best impression you can make. And what's really nice is just by sprucing up your home's exterior with inexpensive shrubs or some brightly colored flowers or even fresh mulch, it's one of those things that you typically can get 100% back of your investment as far as getting an offer.
And an immediate turnaround on your investment.
It's huge.
All right. Thank you, Greg. And if you'd like to find out more, you can go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealestate.com.
Fall into fun with Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your baby active. There are also articles on back-to-school safety, effects of chemical additives, and dealing with concussions in children. Plus, find a family-friendly calendar of events. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 738. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Mostly to occasionally partly sunny skies as we go through today, with temperatures getting up into the mid-90s. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm popping up through this afternoon. Tonight, skies partly cloudy. Low temperature by morning into the mid-70s. Sunshine with occasional clouds on Friday. Mid-90s at least. Very isolated storms if they occur at all. Mid-70s on Friday night. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Again, a slight chance of a thunderstorm and well up in the 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All in all, the energy level has been great.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about the first day of practice with pads for A&M football. We've got more on that, as well as Johnny Manziel running with the first team for the Cleveland Browns. A&M soccer's in the top 10, and the Brazos Valley Bombers won game number 40 last night. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 12 minutes from now.
So Tiger Woods and Lefty are going to be playing in the same group, huh?
And Patrick Harrington.
Yeah, to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
See, all that works out for you. If you weren't with us yesterday, you didn't find out that by ratio, Arkansas is a dog state, okay?
Right.
Arkansas is the number one dog state. Just want to let you know that. You know how many dogs there are in Texas?
A lot.
Yeah. Says here there's 7.1 million dogs in Texas.
Wow.
That's more than a lot of states. You understand that?
Yep.
Yeah. A bunch of states. Wow. Condé Nast Traveler is out there with their annual list of the friendliest and unfriendliest cities in U.S. America. Your unfriendly cities? Number 9 is Wilmington, Delaware. Number 8 is the Hamptons. That's because they're better than you are. Number 7 is Los Angeles. Number six is Detroit. Yeah, they're unfriendly in a real unsafe way.
Yeah.
Then New Haven, Connecticut, Atlantic City, Hartford, Oakland, Newark. Yeah, I'd say those last two pretty much unfriendly in an unsafe way. Here are your friendliest cities. Seven of them because we don't do ten. Number seven is Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Really? Again, a lot of rich people there.
Yes.
Fort Worth, Texas, in at number six. Number five is New Orleans. Okay. They only like you because you're coming there to eat and spend money.
Yes. Yeah.
Number four is Telluride. Same thing. They like you because you're coming to spend money. Number three is Santonia.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go. Number two is Savannah, Georgia. Number one for the Georgia. Second year in a row is Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina. So the Colossus roller coaster at Six Flags Magic Mountain, been around for 36 years. They're going to retire it. Going to take it down. So a bunch of people decided to ride it for 36 straight hours to mark the occasion. At the end of the 36 hours, only six people remained, each of them getting a 2015 pass to the park and souvenirs, including a piece of the wood from the structure itself. Replacement for the famous roller coaster, which was featured in Vacation, if you'll remember, will be announced later this week. Yeah, I would think after a while, that would get to be really, really uncomfortable on your ears, you know.
Anything. At that point, you're getting knocked around.
Yeah, yeah. Bumped and stuff, and here we go, and let's do that.
Yeah, that stops being fun after ride number three or four, I'm guessing.
Hello.
About them Texas dogs?
Yes.
I'm a proud owner of four of them.
Good for you. Thank you so much. As long as you're a responsible pet owner, we like that. Really do. Yeah. There's 7 million. I mean, man, that's a lot of dogs. That's probably more than any other state. I mean, I don't know. I don't have the entire list right there, but that's a bunch. Okay, remember mood rings?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. They still have them. My daughter has one.
Okay. Well, now this is kind of like a mood jacket, if you will. By the way, mood rings came out in 1995, it says here. That's like, you know, it's almost 20 years
ago. Mood rings were out before that. They were out in the 70s.
Were they?
Yeah, I had a mood ring when I was a kid.
Okay. All right, so here we go. A jacket that reacts to the wind. A London-based artist named Lauren Bowker and her studio have produced a jacket that actually reacts to what is in the wind. The air jacket, hey, how's that for a catchy name? It is produced to react for different biological and chemical compounds. They have these things, these little indicators that are woven into the fibers of the jacket. It will react to pollution, heat, UV, moisture, chemicals, friction, and sound. Each element has a different color associated with it. Pollution, for instance, will change the fibers from black to yellow. The result is striking, iridescent pieces that channel the environment on your clothes. I'm channeling the environment on my clothes.
So like a chameleon kind of?
Yeah, kind of like that. Hello.
Wow, and Marty McFly's jacket only dried itself.
That's right. Yeah. See, look how far we've come. That's really outstanding. Ladies, not spending enough on clothes. Ralph Lauren's going to give you an opportunity. They're going to launch a polo line for women. So there. Okay. Guess you can wear a little horsey, too, if you want to. And once again, spend.
I thought they already had stuff for the ladies.
That's what they say here. It's going to be at their Fifth Avenue store in New York at the flagship store, where it costs money to go in and breathe in there. You know what I'm saying? An elderly exhibitionist is running for sheriff.
I'm sorry.
87-year-old David Olinger on the ballot as the Democrat nominee for the sheriff of Island County, Washington. It's about 90 miles northwest of Seattle. Says that he is optimistic about his chances in the November election. I would do a good job for the county, he says. Wonder if they're having candidate debates, you know what I'm saying? Candidate forums. The wannabe sheriff, previously worked as a surveyor, a driver's ed teacher, and a social worker, promises that he won't walk around like that all the time. He says he does like to lay around like that when he has a chance.
No impromptu interviews, please.
Nope, put that right over there. that'll be just fine.
He and Joe Biden will host a summit.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't hear that earlier this week, Secret Service details apparently don't like being part of that. Illinois man charged with trying to murder his roommate over chocolate chip cookies. Alan Hall noticed his Chips Ahoy's had gone missing.
I mean, they're not even homemade, okay?
Oh,
they're
man. Chips, I was going to say, Ahoy. I've heard of cookies that are to die for, but that's ridiculous. Yeah.
So he confronted his female roommate. The 49-year-old man alleged that she, in fact, had gone into the bathroom to eat the cookies. He's pounding on the door. Allegedly, at that point, he said he was going to kill her. She thought he was joking. According to police, Alan went to the bathroom, grabbed her around the throat, and threw her down. She was able to get away, call police. He'll be arraigned this week. Man. How about this? The Justice Department and Bank of America have reached a $17 billion settlement. You hear that this morning?
We had that
on the Dow Jones report. All has to do with the mortgage-backed securities. Remember that little problem we had?
Uh-huh.
That little deal that happened in that September a few years ago? Yeah. The $16 billion of the $17 billion broken up kind of like $9 billion as a fine, about $7 billion going back to consumers who are still trying to make their mortgage payments. You know, as long ago as that is, how many of those people have already lost their homes? What good is that going to do now? What good is that? Oh, is anybody going to prison? I don't think so. Coming up in just a little while before 8 o'clock, how to be happy. How to be happy. Besides listening to that song that tells you to.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998. Or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Most guys know what to do with a hole in the wall. You patch it, right? But what do you do when the hole is a dad-shaped wound in your soul? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When I was 11, I moved back in with my bio dad. It had been 6 years since his arrest for threatening to kill my mom in a drunken rage. Maybe he's changed, I hoped, but he hadn't. His drinking was as bad as ever, and when he became suicidal, I had to bail out. 4 months later, my father was dead. How do you patch a hole like that? More importantly, how do you meet the challenge of being a father when you've never had a dad to show you the way? Well, I started by finding some mentors. My high school football coach was a great role model. So was my first boss. Even if you're already an adult, you can learn from the men around you what a good dad should look like. I also worked to turn my negative experiences into positive ones. When I think of the ways my father let me down, it reminds me that I don't ever want to let my boys go through the same stuff I did. And that helps me to stay strong. Guys, no matter what holes your father left in your life, you can move forward and give your kids the father they should have and the one they need. For more help building a thriving family, visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
The dog days of summer are here, and you're in and out of your car all day long and can't seem to ever cool down. So your friends at Rattlers have got the perfect summertime drink, an ice-cold icy, any size, any flavor, for only 59 cents all month long. And if you need a snack with that icy, pick up any Kettle Brand chips, two for only $2. After a hard day of work, pick up any 18-pack of Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers for only $15.99. Rattlers, trying to cool you down all month long. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. Fighting Texas Aggie football geared up for the first time to mix it up in full pads yesterday and full 11-on-11 scrimmages. Coach Sumlin, always quick to point out that he's got to look at film to evaluate the players, but he was upbeat after the full first time the guys were all in full gear.
All in all, the energy level has been great. I think the guys who played have brought a certain amount of energy back. You've heard me talk about the what to do and how to do stays. They're more comfortable. They're bigger. They're stronger. And then the young guys have a little bit of kind of swagger about themselves. They think they're pretty good. You know, they start running into that offensive line, and you know, they'll see. So things continue. I like the way we're competing on both sides.
It all gets real for A&M August the 28th when they take on number 9 South Carolina. Johnny Football has been getting some time running the first team this week in Cleveland Browns training camp, and he seems to be enjoying that.
To run with the ones, it's a different pace. It's a different regime, really. So getting comfortable with them is just as important as any other group that's out there. So I think it's a great opportunity for me and one that I'm learning a lot from and having fun with.
Saturday's preseason opener for the Cleveland Browns against the Lions is sold out. When's the last time you heard those two teams selling out anything? Johnny can still pack them in. Aggie soccer was selected number 9 by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America for the NCAA Division I Women's Soccer preseason rankings. A&M polled second among SEC schools, trailing only number 8 Florida. The Aggies are the top-ranked team in the Lone Star State, placing ahead of number 17 Texas Tech. The Brazos Valley Bombers crossed the 40-win threshold last night as they downed the Victoria Generals 8-2. The Bombers' offense had no trouble pushing runners across the plate, scoring 3 runs in the first inning. The Gents struggled a little with the bats against Victoria the last time they played, and Coach Kurt Dixon was asked what the difference was last night.
You know, at the plate, our approach is a lot better. We're swinging at better pitches, and the ball was out of the air. Like yesterday, we had 12 flyouts, and tonight, ball was hit on line, ball was hit on the ground. A lot of production with 2 outs. We didn't get 2 out hits last night. We did tonight, so completely different, and that allows us to put 8 runs on the board.
The Bombers will wrap up their regular season with the Texas Marshals at Cellucor Field for a 2-game series. Tonight's first pitch is at 7:05. In Major League Baseball.
Swinging a fly ball, hits a deep right. Back goes Grossman to the track. He looks up, and that ball is gone. Goodbye! Chase Sutley, with one swing of the bat, puts 3 on the board for the Phils, a 3-run home run, and it is now 8-2 Philadelphia.
And it only got worse for the Astros as the Phillies ended up running away with it 10-3. Ryan Howard had 2 hits and 2 RBIs as well. Houston stays in the city of brotherly love for a 6:05 start tonight. The Texas Rangers have strung 2 in a row together as Adam Rosales homered twice in a game for the first time in his career to lead the Rangers over the White Sox 3-1. Rosales was asked about getting the 2 dingers in just the 1 game.
Just trying to get a good pitch to hit. I always feel good off Sale. Such a great pitcher. Give him all the credit in the world. Just comes right at me. I'm always looking fastball and, you know, just got my pitches to hit.
Texas has the night off before another Lone Star showdown against the Houston Astros. That starts tomorrow at 7:10. Major League Baseball could name its successor to Commissioner Bud Selig, who is retiring in January, by next week. Selig confirmed several reports that the 3 semifinalists are Rob Manfred, he's the MLB Chief of Operations, Tim Brosnan, the MLB Executive Vice President for Business, and the Boston Red Sox Chairman Tim Werner. Suspended TCU defensive end Devontae Fields plans to transfer to Stephen F. Austin. Fields last month surrendered to authorities on misdemeanor assault warrant charges against allegations that he threatened his ex-girlfriend and punched her. Fields remained separated from the university even after he had met with the school officials Tuesday. Fields was voted the preseason All-Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year before that all went down. The PGA Championship, that's the final major of the PGA Tour season, opens today at Valhalla in Kentucky. And Tiger Woods is actually going to be in the field, says he feels fine.
I feel good. You know, once the bone's put back in, it's all good. So the inflammation's been down. I've got range of motion. I got my speed. I got my power. And just need to obviously just keep it up.
Tiger failed to complete his final round this past Sunday because of back problems. He played 9 holes of practice rounds yesterday and declared himself fit to play. Woods has an 8:35 tee time against Phil Mickelson and Patrick Harrington. And finally, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is adding a contributor category for nominations next year, which could expand the number of annual inductees to 8. Candidates for the induction in the category will be defined as someone who has made, quote, outstanding contributions to professional football in capacities other than playing or coaching. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
David Gardner likes surprises. He likes making surprises for people. And, you know, you might find yourself surprised, too, when you go in and have a look at selection you'll find at David Gardner's. Not only David's creations and people from his team, but other names that you would know, Roberto Coin. One of the things that David does is make sure that there's a full array, not only from your basic looks up to something really, really elegant and extravagant, but also price-wise as well, because he understands that you want to get a piece of jewelry that's functional yet beautiful, and that's a lot of his designs and also some of the other designers that he has there as well. Don't forget they have the David Yurman VIP Club, which is kind of a neat deal. You buy David Yurman pieces during the year, and they have sometimes special double point weekends where you get to accrue twice as many points. Anyway, then what happens is those points that you've accrued, you can use the next year toward your purchases, and it continues to build that way, which is kind of a neat deal. Obviously, a lot of places you can buy David Yurman, but David Gardner is the only place where they have the David Yurman VIP Club. Stop in and see him for authorized Rolex service, and they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well. That's David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak is making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, Malik is offering up to $2,400 in credits and rebates. Malik proudly installs Carrier, but services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 9262C.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gotta love this. A Reddit user so perturbed with the kid in line behind him at Burger King, he decided to get even. He said he was listening to this kid behind him yelling about how he wanted pie. So when the guy got to the counter, he ordered every last pie, 23 of them, bought them, and walked out. As he walked out, he could hear the mom say to the cashier, "What do you mean you don't have any pies left? Who bought them all?" Oh, that's getting even in the very best
way. That sounds like something that you would do.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, here we go. The key to happiness. Haven't we all been there, right? The key to happiness. How do we find it? Well, scientists at University College London have used a mathematical equation to accurately predict the happiness of more than 18,000 people around the world. They've done the work for you. The formula for happiness, according to the equation, depends on whether the things are better than expected. Okay? You expect this, and you get this. Now, is it better or is it worse? And overall, that's how you become happier, your well-being. So in other words, if you're not happy with your situation, lower your expectations. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody got grant money for that.
I love that.
Temperature today will be about 97 or 98, but the heat indices over 100 probably every day all the way through Monday, and no mention of rain in the forecast. Lows will only be around 77 or so. We're at 78 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.